what we can do right now for your listener is do a breakdown of Jack Nicholson, because he breaks down to a one, and that way everyone at home can play the numbers game, and then I will give a definition brief of each number.
All right.
Okay? So here's Jack Nicholson.
You can handle the truth. That's my one impression, by the way.
Isn't he great?
He's one of the best.
Yeah, well, he's a one, no pun intended.
Maybe he's out there. Maybe he can call in and say hi to you.
That would be good.
You never know.
So here you go. 422-1937. Now, everybody can write their birthday out. Yes, you have to put the 19 in there as well.
Okay, so you put the month number, whatever it is, like April is 4, the date, 22 in his case, and then the full year, 1937.
Full year.
In my case, 1842, right? Kidding.
Comedy.
Kidding.
Okay, so here's what we do. We've got 4 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 9. Plus 3, plus 7.
All right, so you add them all across.
Yes, you do.
Boom,
now,
boom, boom.
It becomes a 28.
Okay.
But remember, the numbers are only 1 through 9, so we have to continue to break it down.
Ah, so you keep adding it across.
That's right. So 2 plus 8 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. Jack Nicholson is a 1 life path, and here's what 1s do.
And what does life path mean?
Life path is the whole, it's like the number that's going to make you happy in this lifetime. It is truly who you are. We each have a life path. But let me define what his is. One strive to be number one at what they do. Well, here he is in the most competitive fields, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Show business. Yet, someone could say Jack Nicholson is number one. But guess what? Tom Cruise is a one. Sean Connery is a one. Tom Hanks is a one. All of those men are at the top of their field because they're living in the life path of one.
That's something.
I think so.
Yeah. And they are. They are all tops in what they do.
That's right. And, you know, the thing about the number one is they multitask. It's like they finish one thing and they're right on to the next.
But you've got to have some ones who aren't successful, who haven't been able to reach
them. What goes wrong, it's self-esteem. And by the way, George, what you'll find, the average one never thinks they're that successful. They always think they can do more. Because remember, they're the beginning. Nine is the end. One is the beginning.
Even these people you mentioned, they probably are still striving for more?
And okay. That's why they're so darn successful. They never give up.
Uh-huh.
They never rest on their laurels. They're ready to do more, to make more happen. One of these men unemployed. Sean Connery has a movie this year.
Even if he is unemployed, he doesn't have to worry. Not anymore.
But do you see what I mean? They don't stop. So let's say that someone's a two life path.
Okay.
A two seeks love, peace, harmony. It's a number that does not mind following.
Is that a good number?
It's a love number. It's someone who loves. So that means they're healers. If it's a woman, she tends to be a nurse. A two male could be a doctor. But also, when it comes to, let's say it's an actor, it's someone who exudes love on screen. Meg Ryan is a two. Think how all her love stories do so well on the screen.
Right.
Because she can bring that to the screen. It's who she is. But yeah, two is the love number. The number three is natural communicator. They have lots to say, and they will speak whether you want to hear it or not. Hillary Clinton is a three. Jodie Foster is a three. So do you see these people let you know what's up?
Yep.
The number four, they're the ones who seek knowledge, and they feel like they can never get enough. They're the ones who, you know, you hear the permanent student. That's the number four. They tend to keep going back to school to learn something more. But Oprah Winfrey is a four, and look what she's done. With
right.
You know, book of the month, she's got us all involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a four, and so Sylvester Stallone. And remember how those are power men, how they want to look tough and strong?
Right.
Yet there's vulnerability. That's the number four when it comes to a man. They want to provide security. They want to look as if they can take care of everybody. The number five is freedom, fun, adventure, never a dull moment. One of my favorite ones was Johnny Carson because it's the celebrator of life. And if you think back to that talk show, wasn't it like a party?
Oh, everybody popped in.
You had to. It's like you didn't want to go to sleep without playing with Johnny first. And then also in female, Bette Midler. Bette Midler is seriously a party.
Yeah, and she's gregarious.
Oh, she's crazy.
Yeah.
So it makes it fun for everybody. The number six is considered magnetic. We are drawn to them, and they're also the natural parent. But they do best when things are out of control. And just so you know, George Bush is a double six. He was born on a 6 day, and he's a 6 life path.
If you're a double, does that give you a double whammy here?
Well, it gives you double the strength of it. So, example, when 9/11 happened, George Bush instantly shined, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because we had a disaster. And sixes are known for damage control. When it's out of control, they're at their best. So that's the number six. It's also the parent number. Usually a six needs to be a parent. And I always make the joke, if they have pets, they put clothes on the pet. Because they want to be a parent. Okay, and the number seven, which you happen to be.
I am a seven.
Yes, you are. Sevens have an air of mystery. We never completely know them because sevens need to have privacy. Sevens seek lots of knowledge, but they do ask the big questions. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? And nature is the seven's best friend. The ocean, mountains, plants, flowers, you need that around you. Makes you feel better.
Well, and I've also asked myself those questions you just brought up.
Sure.
All the time.
Seven. And the other thing is sevens, they're the ones who are supposed to find faith, but they can't handle hypocrisy. So if someone's trying to shove religion down their throat, they will not play. It's like, don't tell me what to think. Yet if it rings true, sevens embrace it.
I want to seek the truth. That's what that's part of my obsession.
Yeah, and it's perfect. And just so your listeners know, Art Bell also had the significant number seven in his chart.
Both of us had seven.
Yes, you do. You both also have a one, which means striving to be the best at what you do. So it means you don't hang back either. It's like, what can we do to make this different? How do we make more? How many people can we involve? You see? You both have that in your chart, the number one and the number seven. It also means you and Art never can stop thinking. It's like the human popcorn machine. You got a ton of ideas up there.
That's true.
Yeah. And then the number eight, as I said, they are here to master money. They need to find a way to have financial security. And taking advice is difficult for the eight. And, you know, just for the record, Condoleezza Rice, she's an eight. And eights are also the political number, because when they have a political opinion, they're not going to waver. They'll hold their position.
Unlike some politicians.
Yeah, that's right. But if you've watched Condoleezza, she does hold her position.
Mm-hmm.
That's the eight. It's very strong. The number nine is the highest number. It's considered the humanitarian. But what they need to overcome is scars from their original family. If they feel the parents failed them on some level, they have to learn to let it go so they can live in today.
Now, I'm curious, because you mentioned George Bush. Did you ever get a read on Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I sure did. My joke about Bill, because it was a two-life path, I always said he was a two gone wrong, because twos need physical love. Well, he just needed a little too much.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, huge heart. The two-life path really needs, not only do they need love, and I'm not just talking physical, but they need love of people. Like the fact that he was such a dynamic speaker, that comes from that number. And he had duality in his chart. He was born on a one-day, which means, on the one hand, he wanted to be number one, but then as a two, he could follow. And that's where, if you ask me, that's where Hillary came in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that woman is... There was once a joke I heard where they said, who would Hillary's husband be if not Bill Clinton? And the answer was president.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she had agenda and was going to make it happen. But yeah, when I look at his numbers, you can't help but feel bad, because sometimes people live in the negative, right? He made a negative decision for himself that he knew was a problem for him, and it was in his numbers.
Well, he probably just didn't think he'd get caught.
Well, that's right. But he also worshipped the ground that John F. Kennedy walked on,
mm-hmm.
and Lord knows he was notorious.
What was his number?
Number two.
Oh, you're kidding
I'm
me.
I'm not kidding. He has a two and a strap, but he ultimately was a seven, which means he kept a secret, George.
Huh.
He knew how to keep a secret in a way Bill did not.
Well, I haven't dated Marilyn Monroe.
Which
not
add?
Then, not
She's
ever.
She's a seven, George.
Is she?
Yes, she is. And you know what I always say about sevens? Even when they die, we never get over them, because we still don't feel we knew everything about them. I mean, look how they act like they've got news stories on Marilyn every day.
Well, that's true.
Well, Lady Diana is also a seven, and John F. Kennedy Jr. was a seven. And again, don't they act like they're here right now?